Okay, Rabbi Yitzhak, today's daf is daf Nun Aleph. We are holding on the third line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara is bringing a raya to Rava, Tanya Kavasi to Rava. What did Rava say that we're bringing support from a braisa? So you recall on the bottom of Nun Amud Beis, the Gemara brought that when you're talking about the Chavite Koyen Gudel, those are the special Korban Chavitin that the Koyen Gudel brought every single day. Half in the morning, half in the afternoon. We learned yesterday that not only do you bring it 365 days a year, it's even doicha es ha-shabbos, which means that the lisha, the kneading of the dough, the aricha, the forming of the dough, the afia, and the baking is all permissible. Not only permissible, it was required to be done on Shabbos, even though these are, of course, normally from the Lamed Tes Melachos. But just like you're allowed to go and bring karbonos on Shabbos, you're allowed to. You're mechuyev to go and bring the karmid tomid shel shachar, and the tomid shel bein aboyim, and of course the karbonos musav. You're mechuyev to do this as well on Shabbos. So two lines from the bottom of the Yom, the Gemara asked, what's the makar? How do you know that the din of chavitin is doiches a Shabbos? Maybe you should go and bake it from Friday. Maskelet of Yosef. So the Gemara said the reason is because it's going to be from Friday to Shabbos, it will no longer be tufine teofena no'a. It's already going to be dried out, it's not going to be fresh. We want it to be fresh. So Rav Yosef said, even the kovash lebiarka, there are eitzes for that. You can go and have it covered over with vegetables. In other words, like what we would say today, put it in the freezer and keep it fresh for tomorrow. So the Gemara gave three reasons why it has to be davka on Shabbos. And the third reason was Rava, which is at the top of Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. Rava Omar Al Machvas. It says in the Pasuk that when you bring the Chavite Koyen Gadol, and that's how it's got the name Chavitim from the word Machvas. It says in the Pasuk, Al Machvas Ba'Shemen Teyose. Oh, it's got to be in a Machvas. No, it's got to be in a Machvas. It says, Yimara Malamit Chetuna Kli. Kli meaning a Kli Shores. The Ofi Lomi Esvon, if you're going to go and bake it from Friday. If Soleil Belina is going to be possible, Belina. So that's why you have to do it on Shabbos. So Gemara is going to bring now a Raya to Rava from a somewhat lengthy Braisa. The Raya to Rava is going to be from the first line of the Braisa. But after that, we're going to get into a bit of a discussion regarding how much Shemen did you go and use for the Chavitin. It's Tani Kevasi de Rava. Al Machvas, it says in the Pasuk Al Machvas, we just quoted that, Al Machvas Bashemen Tiyoseh, Malame Chetuna Kli, is the chasim that you need a Kli? It doesn't mean just a Kli, it means you need a Kli Shoris. Obviously, you cannot go and do the kneading of dough in mid-air. It's got to be inside some sort of Kli. So therefore, the more means to say a Kli Shoris. Ah, if it's a Kli Shoris, then if you're going to leave it until Shabbos morning, if you were to do this on Friday, leave it until Shabbos, it'll be compulsory Belina. With this, we have basically brought the raya to Rava, but now the braisa continues on darshaning the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Al machvas b'shemen." The question is, how much shemen? Says the Gemara, "Lahoisiv lo shemen." The pasuk is coming to tell you to add more shemen than normal. How do I know that? Because since we're talking about this is a minchas machvas, I know that a minchas machvas requires shemen. Every single korban mincha that's brought b'nedava, whether it's machvas or marcheshes or soiles or mafeitaner, it always requires shemen. So what do I need the pasuk to tell you al machvas b'shemen? It's the chantova poshet. Zok the brayza lehoisiv lo shemen, to tell you not just the ordinary amount of shemen. Now what's the ordinary amount of shemen? We're going to have...
No.
I'm sorry?
It's a lug.
One loig for the minimum of one isarite. Whether or not it continues to increase, that mitzvah we're going to have later on in the Masechta. But yes, the minimum amount of loig, the minimum amount of shemen is one loig shemen. Now the Gemara takes it for granted at this point that since the Torah, l'choira unnecessarily added by shemen, naturally if it's a korban mincha we're going to go and add shemen, then the b'shemen comes l'hoisiv l'shemen to tell you an additional amount of shemen. Ve'ini dea kama, but I don't know how much is the additional amount. So Zimara, hareni don. I'm going to go and try to figure it out. Nemer kan shemen. Nemer lahalon b'minchas nisochim shemen. Minchas nisochim, as you know, is the special adjunct or accessory that is brought every time you bring a carbon oilo or a carbon shlomim, but in particular what we're talking about is a carbon oilo of the Tamid Shul Shachar or Tamid Shul Ben Abayim. Why are we talking about Dafka, the Tamid Shul Shachar, Tamid Shul Ben Abayim? Because they are the ones that you have to bring Dafka a kevis. Because as we know from the Torah, and as we learned in the past, any time that you bring for Lamashal and Oila, if you bring a par, or you bring an ayil, or you bring a kevis, depending on which behemoth you're bringing, that will also determine the volume of the minchas tesachim that you have to bring together with it. And as we learn,
yayin and shemen.
Both yayin, shemen, and the mincha. And the mincha.
What about salt?
Salt is no difference. In other words, yes, all of them require salt. But you don't go and add more salt or less salt depending on the carbon. Okay, so now, what's the din by a par? Shloisha esroinim lapar, three esroinim. Shnei esroinim lu'ayil. Visorin echad la keveso echad. And every single day when you bring the carbon oil, it's always kivosim. Also, by definition, it's going to be the one isorain variety. Okay, so that's like your standard carbon mincha. But now let's go and talk about shemen. Ooh, we're talking about shemen, that's already a different story. Says in the pasuk, that Rabbi Apar, it says, chatzi ahin yiel apar, shlish yisahin lo ayil, or revi yisahin la keves. Okay, so what does that mean in loig terms? A hin has in it 12 lugin. So if you're talking about a par, and you're saying chatzi ahin yiel apar, six altogether, very good. And if you're talking about an ayil, shlish yisahin. Shlish yisahin is a third, it'll be four. And revi yisahin would be three. And therefore, says the Gemara, just like when the minchas tesachim, that we bring every single day in the morning with a karmid tamid shel shachar, and in the afternoon tamid shel ben aboya. By the way, the same thing applies to any oila, but specifically these which are kvasim. Malalon shloishes lugin lisarin, avkan shloishes lugin lisarin. And so therefore, l'chayr, we've been poishet our shayla, the extra word by shemen, comes to tell you, moisef shemen, not just one loik, but three loikin. Now before, one second, I'm sorry.
When do I give one look on it?
If you are bringing your own carbon mincha, if you come to the Bis Mikdash and you say, Kehanim, I decided today I want to be menad of a carbon mincha. Then it's one look, exactly. One isarim, one look. Minimum one isarim, minimum one look. There are also other times that you have like, if you have a mitzvah, you have to bring a like shaman, but that's for our purposes, that's enough.
In that case, you have a solus.
Which case?
Where you're being not of a mincha.
A regular carbon mincha, you have four choices. You can bring a soilus, you can bring a machlas, you can bring a marcheshes, you can bring machlas.
All
of them with one. You don't bring four or five of them, but each one of them, you're correct, is loik shem.
And that load is poured onto the mincha?
Oh, that's a very good question. Exactly how that works, we're going to have later on in our masechta, but you have to go and pour it three times. One time you put it into the kli, even before you put the mincha in, that's what's called yetzika, well, actually that's called nesina b'kli, then after that, when you put the actual soilus in, then you add more, and that's called the belila, and then when you finished going and mixing the whole thing together, and then you add a yetzika all the way at the end. So it's three times you have to go and pour it, the same loik, you split it up into thirds.
Remember, you have a bar there, you have six. You
know. Okay, that's you're not bringing a carbon mincha. Then you're talking about minchas tesachim, which is your accessory that you're bringing together with your regular carbon oil or shlap.
Right, but there you're mixing six lugs.
Exactly.
So if we add a whole lug, it's going to be very oily.
100% right. And if you recall, we had a Mishnah earlier on, what happens if you brought on the Mizbeach at the same time one of these oily minchas tesachim, together with a non-oily, would one go and spoil the other? And that was a machlokes where the whole midbaminoi is bottle or not bottle. We had that discussion earlier on. But anyway, getting back to our Mishnah now, the Braisa really. So the Braisa has now concluded temporarily or tentatively that when you're going and bringing the carbon minchas chavitim by the kahanim gedolim, they have to put in three like oy says Igmar oklach lederosu efshenisht. Maybe we shouldn't be marbe, but rather nemer kan shemen, v'nemer b'minchas nedove shemen. Here it says the word shemen, al machvas b'shemen. And every minchas nedove, you have to go and bring shemen. Malalon loygechad, avkan loygechad. Now before we continue on, the Gemara is in another 20 lines, is going to ask, you're being so serminei uvei. You started off by saying Bashemen. Clearly it comes Lahoisef Lashemen. Why does it clearly come Lahoisef Lashemen? Because I didn't need the word Bashemen at all. It could have said they should go and bring a carbon mincha machvas, and I would have known by definition that you have to put in Shemen. So the Bashemen comes Lahoisef. And now the Gemara says, no, Krachaderch Suef Shanisht, maybe it's not coming Lahoisef. Isn't that a stira mineyove? The Gemara says, I'm going to ask Hagufa Kasha. So I'm just bring that to your attention at this moment. Let me also bring to your attention another thing which we're going to have in the Gemara shortly, that when we talked about the par, the ayil, and the keves, the ratios are not the same. Why are they not the same? Because when you're talking about a par, you have to have three esraim. And how many loik shemen? Six. 6 to 3 is a 2 to 1 ratio. Everybody agrees? Good. Now we go on to ayil. Ayil, you have to have how many esraim? 2 esraim. How many loigin? You have a shlishisahin, which is 4. 4 to 2, once again, 2 to 1 ratio. So par and ayil, 2 to 1, exactly the same. But when you get to the keves, it's already a different story. Because by keves, we have, again, 1 isorayin, and we have a revi'isahin, which means 3 loigin. So that's a 3 to 1 proportion, a 3 to 1 ratio. So those two are 2 to 1, and this one is 3 to 1. I'm only telling this to you because we're going to have it in another few lines, and then it'll be crystal clear. Okay, so bottom line is, at the moment, the Tanakama is somewhat at a Pesach Einayim. He's at a juncture, I don't know what to do. Should I go learn it from the Minchas Nesachim, which is the 3 loigin, or should I go learn it from regular Minchas Nedava, which is 1 loig? Since you are near Lemi Doima, let's see how many commonalities can we find between the two. Says Yimar, donin tavshat mi tavshat. What does that mean? That both in the case of the Minchas Nesachim, as well as the case of the Chavitim, they have 4 similarities. Now you'll notice one of them is in the parentheses. We'll comment about that shortly. But what does Tavshat stand for? Tav stands for Todir, which means every single day we have in the Beis HaMikdash the Chavitin, and every single day we have in the Beis HaMikdash the Minchas Nesachim, which accompany at the very least the 2 Karbonos Tomid, which you bring in the morning and the afternoon. So that's both of them are Todir. Masha Enkin, of course, when you're talking about the Minchas Nedava. Number one, you never have a Minchas Nedava on Shabbos or on Yontiv. And even if you're talking about middle of the week, how often do you have a Minchas Nedava? Most people presumably bring in a par, an ayil, a keves, an eis, or oifois. So there's only a small number of people that go and bring in a carbon mincha. So this is not a todir. Ah, so that's the tof and the tof. What's the beis? Beis, you have in the parentheses, ba'achoyva, meaning that both, every single day, you have to have the mincha sesachim, mandatory, together with every one of your kabbanis oilem, specifically your carbon tomid shoshach and tomid shoben apoyim, and the koyin gudel has to bring every single day liya the chavit. So they're both boychoyt. Mashenk, when you talk about a minchas nedava, by definition it's a nedava. That's why it's called a nedava, because it's not a choyt. Number 3 and number 4, that's the shin and the tes, and that's Shabbos and tumah. Both in the case of the minchas tomid, not minchas tomid, in terms of the tomid shoshach and tomid shoben apoyim, and the accompanying Minchas Nesachim, that's every day of the year, it's Toichah Shabbos. And if Chas V'Shalom Mikat Tomei, Tomu Hudcha B'Tzibur, Hudcha B'Tzibur. That's Legabei, the case of the Minchas Nesachim. And the same thing will apply to the Chavitin. The Chavitin you have to bring every single day on Shabbos, and Chas V'Shalom Mikat Tomei, then you're going to have to bring another one. You always have to go and bring Shabbos and Tomei. Mashenke Legabei, the Minchas Tomei, you don't bring on Shabbos, and you don't bring in B'Tomei. So therefore we have the 4 similarities. The Ein Donin Tavshat, Mishena Tavshat. So therefore, it's much better to go and learn, says the Gemara, from the din of Minchas Nesachim, and not Minchas Nedav. Oy, fei Gemara kolach lederech zu, efshe pung faket, don in yogel mi yogel. What's a yogel mi yogel? Rather, you should take out the second yud. It's really just yud gimelamid. What's yud gimelamid? Number 1, yochid, meaning both in the case of the chavitin, it's the koyin godel himself. He takes it mi beisoy from his own funds, and as well as the korbin minchas nedova. This is a yochid that's bringing it. Mashenkin, of course, we're talking about the tomid shoshach, tomid shomer aboyim, and the accompanying minchas nesachim. That's all from the lishka sagozes, from the machzis shekel. Biglal Atma, both of them come on their own, not as an adjunct to something else. Chavitin you bring on its own, together with your Minchas Nedava you bring on your own. Mashenkin Minchas Nesachim only comes together with the Kabbonis to which it is attached. So that's the Gimel, the Glal Atzma. And finally, you have the Levoina. What means you have Levoina? Both by Minchas Adov we had Levoina, as well as by the Minchas, by the Chavitin, you had Levoina, but not by the Minchas Nesachim. So therefore, it would make sense we should go and learn Yogel Yogel from the Minchas Yochid, Minchas Adova, Vein Dani Yogel Mishani Yogel, rather than learning it from the other one. And the Gemara stops at this point. Normally you would have expected the Gemara to go and say,
Han in
Efisha, the first one is 4, and the second one is only 3. But notice that in the Reisha, you had the Boch Choyva in parentheses. So apparently this is to be deleted or omitted. And therefore, then you're down to 3 altogether. You only have the Tadr and the Shabbos and the Tumah. And here you have, again, only 3. So it's 3 against 3. And the Gemara doesn't say, is not Machriya as a result, because we have 3 against 3. So how are we going to then prove our point? Is it going to be just 1 Loik Shaman? Or is it going to be 3? Now we're going to have a Machloikis Rabbi Yishmael, Benoi Shab Yechim Abroika, and Reb Shimon. What does Rabbi Shmuel say? Rabbi Shmuel Benoi Shab Yechim Abroika Oimer, the same pasuk that we quoted before, or actually this is we quoted yesterday, but today it's the first time. Number 2, or Beis, Zeh Karben Arnu Vona Vashi Akriva Lashem Biyom Himosha Choysoi Asiris Oifa Soiles Mincha Tomid. Why does he add that word Mincha Tomid? Hari Lechoakim Minchas Tomidim. I'll tell you like the second side, like the Minchas Tamidim, I'm sorry, like the first side. My Minchas Tamidim, Gimel Lugin Li Saren, Avzu Gimel Lugin Li Saren. Minchas Tamidim means Minchas Tesachim, which you have as an adjunct to your carbon Tamid. So just like that's 3 Loigin for every Saren, like we said before, a Kevis has 3 Loigin, it's a Revia Sahin, right? So it's 3 Loigin, Li Saren, Avzu, Li Saren, Choy. Gepaskin 3 loygin according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Riba Kan Shemen, Riba Minchas Kivosim Shemen. Just like over here, we have the Ribuy of Shemen. There too, what's the Ribuy of Shemen? That's the Pasik Bashemen that we started off with, which was unnecessary. Lohoisif Lo Shemen. Ah, so therefore you have the Ribuy of Shemen. We know in Minchas Kivosim you have the Ribuy of Shemen, meaning that it's not just 1 loyg. It's 3 lugin. So malalon, shloishes lugin, lisar, nafkan, shloishes lugin, lisar. So therefore, it's basically a ma matzino. In both places, I see the Torah was marve. By kvasim and chas kvasim, we know for sure what the number is. Shloishes lugin, because that's the Rabbi Yisrael. Duveisach nesh, it just says bashamet. So alpi svara, just like over there, it's 3. Afghan, it's also probably 3. Wait a moment, 1 second. Oy klach l'derechzu, efshenisht. Riba kan shemen, riba minchas parim the eilim shemen. What forces you to go and learn the din of chavitin from the mincha of the kvasim? Learn it rather from the mincha by the parim the eilim. And how much was over there? You recall 2 to 1. That's why we discussed that earlier. Malalon shnei lugin liisar nav kan shnei lugin liisarain. It's a proportion, a ratio of 2 to 1. And you would normally say, tefasta meruba loy tefasta, tefasta miuta tefasta, if you're learning up with a mamet, you know, whether it should be 3 lugin or just 2 lugin, doesn't it make more sense to say it's 2 lugin? Says the Gemara. Again, nir lemidoyme, says Reb Shimon, let's see to which one is more comparable. Donen mincha bo isorin mi mincha bo isorin, vein donen mincha bo isorin mi mincha bo beiz v'gimel asroinim. It's a very, very logical svara, because we've only been discussing the volume of the shemen. We're not discussing the volume of the chavitim, the mincha itself. That we know is an isorin. That's shteit befeish in the pasik. Asiris o'eifa. So that's mincha. Asiris o'eifa means an isorin. Oh, so dush shteit befeish. That's nothing to talk about. And now when we're talking about the par, the ayil, or the keves, only one of them is an isorin dika mincha. Because when you get to the par, it's 3. When you get to the ayil, it's 2. It's only the keves that's 1. No, so it makes more sense to learn 1 from 1. And therefore, just like by the keves, it's 3 portions, or 3 loygen of shemen. Here too, it's 3 loygen of shemen. And therefore, bottom line, there's no machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel, Benoi, Shabirchim, Bembroika, or Reb Shimon. They both agree that it is 3 loygen for every 1 Isar, not for everyone, for the Isarain that is brought by the Kohen Gadol every day. With this, we have now concluded the Braisa. Now, Zotimara, let's analyze the Braisa a little bit better. Hagufa Kasha, we started off the Braisa, and we already mentioned this Kasha as we were learning the Braisa. The Braisa begins that the Pasuk says, Al Machvas Bashemen, And we already said that the word Bashemen Lechoyr is totally superfluous. It's Ibrik. Why is it Ibrik? Amris Bashemen Lechoyr V'lo Shemen. The reason is because once we know that you bring it Al Machvas, and he's bringing a Karbin Mincha, Shteitach, he's bringing a Karbin Mincha, Siris, Ha'ifas, Ha'ilis, Mincha, and he's bringing a Machvas. So put two and two together, use your cycle. A Mincha, Mita Machvas, means that there's going to be Shemen. So why does the Torah have to spell out Bashemen? Oh, it must be Lahoisiv Lashemen, to go and be Moisiv, more than your standard one like. V'hadatani, and then the Brisa continues on. Ne'emer kan Shemen, ne'emer Mincha Sadova Shemen. Sorry, did I skip something?
No.
Okay, thank you. And therefore, just like Minchas Nedava, it's only one leg. Over here, it's only one leg. That was the Oiklach Lederach Zu, or maybe not, maybe Nemakan Shemen, Nemakan Shemen. Didn't you already establish as a fact, by the fact that it says in the Pasuk Bashemen, that it's come to be Moisiv, then how can you go and change all of a sudden your colors and say, Efshinish, maybe Imachan, Lavdavki, maybe Gunish, and therefore let's just make a comparison. Here's Shemen, there's Shemen, so therefore maybe it's only one like. But you already said that Bashemen is a Reboy. That's the Kasha Hagufa Kasha. Om Rabbi, Man Tana Bashemen Lohoisiv, Reb Shemini. What the Gemara is going to do is now tell us that that initial Tana of the Braisa, who is nameless in the Braisa, right? We start off the Braisa, Tani Kivasi Derava, Al Machvas, Kri. Bashemen Lohoisiv Lashemen. Oy Kalach Lederech Zu Ef Shinish. Maybe Shemen Shemen, maybe only one like. And let's learn it from Tavshat. No, maybe learn from Yogel. And the Gemara says, and blibes without being poishet the boya according to the Tanakhama. Then we had Rabbi Shmuel, and he says we learn it from Seilat Minchat Tzomit. And then we had Rabbi Shimon that says we learn it from the Kvasim. Ah, but the Tanakhama, we didn't identify who he is or was. And the Gemara is going to give us three possible answers. Answer number one is that the first part of the Tanakhama is Rabbi Shimon. That's the part that says Al Machvas Malam Shetuna Kli, Bashemen Lohisav Lashemen, Vein Yedea Kama. That's the first part, and that is Reb Shimon speaking. And he concludes the first part, Shloish is looking. Oy Kalach L'derech Zu, this is Reb Shmuel responding. So therefore, already in the Tanakam, we have both Reb Shimon and Reb Shmuel. The second shot is going to be that Kula Reb Shmuel, both the Havamina and the Maskana of Reb Shmuel. And the third pshat is going to be that the Tanakam is totally Reb Shimon, both in the first part and in the second part, as you will see. So, Omar Rabbi, Man Tana Bashemen Lohoisiv. Rabbi is the one that says that we start off the Brice, it's Reb Shimon speaking, and the Oy Kalach L'Derech Zu is going to be Reb Shmuel responding. So says Rabbi, Man Tana Bashemen Lohoisiv, that we took as a Dover Poshet, that Bashemen is Ibrik, and therefore it comes to be Moisiv in the Shemen, that was Reb Shimon. Ubedina man kamahader, who is the one that says Efshenisht Oiklach l'derech zu Nemer kan shemen v'nemer min chasadov v'shemen malalon legechad avkan legechad. That's not Reb Shimon speaking. That's Reb Shmuel speaking. In other words, Reb Shmuel kind of cut off Reb Shimon in the middle, or maybe he didn't cut him off. Reb Shimon had finished speaking, and he said malalon shloishes lugin avkan shloish lugli sarayin. Now Reb Shmuel says maybe not Oiklach l'derech zu. Who says that Bashemen comes to be Mar Bashemen? Now, if you're thinking to yourself, doesn't everybody have to agree that the Bashemen is Ibrik, and therefore it comes to be Mar Bashemen? You're going to see in another few lines that Rabbi Shmuel comes up with a svara and says, Ver zot, just like we have a Minchas Choyte, which is totally chorv, it's totally dry, Yovesh, there's not a drop of Shemen in it. So, maybe the same thing applies to the Chavitim, that it's also without any Shemen. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, yeah, Minchas Choyte, Terechet, what does it have to do with the Kohen Gadol? No, it could be a different Svar. The Svar is that both of them happen to be Choyvois. Both the Minchas Choyte, he has a Choyve, you have the
Karm
Oil of the Yoyred, he's the third Madreg, he's a poor guy, he's got to go and bring it without any Shemen. Sorry?
How could he extrapolate no oil if it says Bashemen?
No, 100%. You're absolutely right. Givaldi. What the Gemara is asking is, the Gemara took as a Dover Poshet that the word Bashemen is Ibrik. Why? Because since every single carbon always requires Shemen, why does the Torah have to go and throw in Bashemen? It must mean L'riboy.
Additional
shemen. But we're going to see in the Gemara in another moment. Efshenisht. Maybe if it would not say bashemen, I would have thought that this is, if it did not say bashemen, I would have thought that it's a dry mincha. Where do we ever find a dry mincha? Minchas chote is a dry mincha. So maybe this is also a dry mincha. But you're saying, why should this be a dry mincha? Because both of them are choyvois. The minchas chote, the person who did the chet, he has to bring this mincha if he cannot afford to go and pay for either behema or for oifois. So he has to bring it. And the Kohen Gadol, Baruch Hashem, he's not an Oni Ve'evyon, but he has to go and bring a carbon mincha every single day because that's what the Torah requires. So maybe in both cases, if they're choyvois, maybe you don't have to add the shemen. Person wants to bring Ben Adav, he has to add shemen. Ah, so based on that, Rabbi Shmuel is going to say, I'm telling you already what the Gemara is going to say in a few lines from now, that I need the Bashemen, because without the Bashemen, I might have thought that maybe it's stricken, it's zero. So the Bashemen doesn't come to tell you, be marve Bashemen, it's going to tell you to level off the playing field,
the minimal Shemen,
just like any other Minchas Adava. Yeah? Just like a Minchas Adava is one Isar and one Loik, here also one Isar and one Loik. Azei Kemizhogn. Ah, so that's the Kalach Lederach Zu that we have in the ratio. We ask, Hagufer Kasha, have a chastira. It's not a stira. The Tanakhama, the first part is Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon says, Avad it needs shemen. It's no worse than any other carbon minchas nedava. Every minchas nedava requires shemen. If the Torah says bashemen, it comes l'raboy shemen. It's not just one light, but three look. The Oy Kalach L'derech Zu is Rabbi Shmuel speaking. He says, Ve'ezogt, maybe I need Bashemen to go and tell you the minimum. Maybe I would have thought that this should be Yovesh. And therefore, it says the Torah, Shemen. And by Minchas Adav, we have Shemen. So just like over there, it's one like. Here it's also one like. So there's no stira. There's no internal inconsistency between the Reisha and the Sefer of the Tanakhama, because the Reisha is Reb Shimon, and the Sefer, the Medina, Man Kahav, Mag Mahadah, that's Reb Shmuel.
Reb Shmuel, three Lugin. Why are you saying
that's the conclusion? Okay, but okay. We're talking about the Havamina. We're not at the conclusion. Okay. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two, Ravuna Bar Yeshua Omar, Kula Reb Shmuel, Ben Oish, Reb Yechim, Reb Yechim. The whole thing from beginning to end, that first Tanakhama, is all Reb Shmuel, Bachi Kama. Ba'ashemen, Lohisav, Lohshemen. Avada l'chayr b'shemen comes to be moisif, like it says in the Braisa. The likvoya shemen, to go and tell us that the mincha requires shemen, l'tzorach, of course, it requires shemen. Kivin d'chsib b'al machvas, and the previous pasuk says, asir so'efa soilis mincha, so I put together soilis mincha and machvas, says k'minchas machvas damia, and every minchas machvas, of course, requires one loig of shemen. So here, if it says b'shemen, it comes to be l'hoisifla. And then Rabbi Shmuel has a second thought. No, efshenisht. Oy einan lekvoy l'shemen. Maybe the pasuk is telling you that if it would not say b'shemen, I would think it's totally yavesh, totally dry, and it's coming to be koyvei Hashem. In other words, to be mechayiv shemen. What do I need that for? Di lekosav rachmana b'shemen. Have a minute. You have a kiminchas choyte. That just like a minchas choyte is totally dry. Maybe here the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol is also dry. Ah, Hoda Omar. That's why he continues saying, Tehevi Nami, Likvoyu Lo Shemen. Even if the Pasuk is taken not coming to be Mar B'Shemen, the Pasuk is only coming to be Koyvea Shemen, Teisim Medina. Let's go and learn it up now based on the Din, meaning, Nir Lami Doime is the Chavitin more close in nature to the Minchas Nesachim, Tav Sheit. And the Dondina, but he wasn't able to conclude satisfactorily by being done, because they have the Yogel Yogel. And therefore we got stuck. And that's why Reb Shmuel says, no, I'm not stuck. I'm not going to learn it based on the commonalities of the three with the three. But rather, you know what? I'm going to go and learn it from the Pasuk, Soilis Minchas Tamid. The Atzricha, Soilis Minchas Tamid. Kinemesayim Reb Shmuel Emilsei, like Reb Shmuel finishes off. So what, according to this Teretz, really the way the Braisa should have begun is Tani Gavasi Derava, Omer Reb Yishmael, or have the whole Reisha like we had it until now, but instead of after Yogel saying Reb Yishmael Ben Oishav Reisha Omer, we should continue on another 2-3 lines. So this, therefore, since I can't learn it from Tavshe, and I can't learn it from Yogel, you know what? Omar Kras, say this Minchas Tamid. Hadikim Minchas to meet him that it's three Lugin. Devrei Rabbi Shmuel ben Ashur Breika. But that's effectively how we come out according to this second chapter. Rab Omar Kula Reb Shimon. You don't have to say it's Kula Reb Yishmael. It's Kula Reb Shimon. The Iloi Nema Kama. What does that mean? Vachi Kama. We start off the Braisa the same way. Always we start off. It says, Bashemen, Lahoisef La Shemen. Why Lahoisef La Shemen? Di the Kvoya La Shemen, to be Machayev Shemen like Tzarech. Why? Kivin the Chsibba al Machvas. And it says you have to go and bring the Soilis Mincha Tomit Saifai Chwestach. Mincha Mit Machvas, and Machvas Mit Mincha Min Shemen. Izoi Bazoi Avada. Va'ach La Yom Bishemen. So therefore, even without the Shemen, says the Tanakama, Yeshli Bedin, I can go and learn it out of a din. Now, what means I can learn it out of a din? I can learn it out either from the Tavshet, Tavshet. So I don't need the Bashemen. Even if it didn't say Bashemen, Tavshet, Tavshet, you have to go and give the three like it. But then the Gemara says, V'dondinam le'asila, that didn't work out. Because you have the Yogel Yogel. And therefore, V'atricha Bashemen. And therefore, I do need the Shemen after all. But now that I have the Shemen, and that comes to be Moisev Shemen, Givaldik. But how much am I Moisev? I only know that the minimum is one loik for one Isar by Minchas Nedova. But now by the Chavitin, what is that Moisev? Oh, that's what Reb Shimon continues on the Braisa. Hada'ama, maybe to have a Kiminchas Parm V'Elev. Not 3-1, but only 2-1. Only putting in 2 loik and not 3. Hada'ama, and then Reb Shimon finally concluded. Don and Minchas, Kvasim. Mincha bo isorayim, together with a mincha bo isorayim, meaning that both, every single minchas tomid, by the keves, it's always an isorayim, masha inkin, the porba ayla, 3 isorayim and 2 isorayim, and the same thing applies to the chavitin, it's always 1 isorayim, it says, atzir so eifa, so therefore, the bashemen tells you, you have to be moisif. I don't know how much to be moisif. I'm going to learn from the fact that this is one isorayim, I'm going to learn it from the keves, and not learn it from the par, or from the Ayil. So bottom line is, we've answered Akasha 3 different ways that it's not a stira mineu vei from the beginning to the end of the Tanakama, because either it's Reb Shimon and Reb Yishmael that having a dialogue, or it's Reb Yishmael on his own saying, I'm not so sure, maybe the Bashem Nistake Lohoisif, or maybe it's the Kvoya, because maybe I would have thought it's a Minchas Choyte, you don't need anything, so I don't know. So therefore Reb Shimon says, I'm going to learn if it's Soilis Mincha Tomit. And Reb Shimon goes basically in the same format. Avad, it comes to Luriboy, Lerabois, but I don't know how much it's Marbe. Is it Marbe only 2, or is it Marbe 3? Therefore, Reb Shimon concludes, because this is Nisarin. This is Nisarin, it's got to be 3-1 instead of 2-1, and everything is out good for Enfit. On to the next Mishnah, Zokta Mishnah. And in the previous Mishnah, we learned about that a Kohen Gadol unfortunately passed away, and then the new Kohen Gadol that was appointed the same day, he has to go and continue the beautiful mitzvah and tradition of bringing the Karbin Minchas Chavitim. But as you recall, we learned yesterday, he doesn't bring the remaining half, but he brings a full new Isarin. And then we take one Chatz Isarin and one Chatz Isarin. Two of them, in other words, the Chatz Yisorin from the morning of the Kohen Gadol, the first Kohen Gadol, and the Chatz Yisorin in the afternoon from the new Kohen Gadol. Both of them are brought on the Mizbeach, and the other two Chatz Yisorin, as we said yesterday, goes Le'ibud, because he can bring them. Now what happens if Loiminu Kohen Acher Tachtav? The Kohen Gadol passed away suddenly, and now everybody in Klai said, oy, bye-bye, 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 and they did not appoint a new Kohen Gadol immediately. Maybe only appointed a day later. Maybe only after the Shiva. Maybe after the Shloishim. But in the meantime, Buset Zamet Chavitim. Michel Mi Hoysa Kreva. So the Gemara takes it for granted that you have to continue this mitzvah, even though there's no Kohen Gadol to go and bring it. The question is, who then is going to fund it? Who's going to pay for it? Reb Shimon Oyim Michel Tzibur. Take the money from the Lishkas HaGodis, just like every other Karban Tzibur. This is deemed to be like a Karban Tzibur in the sense it is a choiva on the Tzibur that every single day Minchas Chavitin have to be brought. So take it from the Lishka where you have the Machzah Shekel, etc. Rabbi Yehuda Oyim, no, Michel Yorishim. The Yorishim of that Kohen Gadol, they have to go and pay for it until a new Kohen Gadol is appointed. Ushlei Mohisa Kreva, and they both agree that instead of having a Chatzi Isarin and a Chatzi Isarin, you have a full Isarin in the morning and you have a full Isarin in the afternoon.
Wow.
Why? We're going to see in the Gemara momentarily. It's Tanarabat. Zok de Braisa Koyin Gadol Shemes. Loi Minu Koyin Acher Tachtov. That's our Mishnah. Minayin Shetim and Chosei Kreva Mishol Yorshim. How do you know you take the money from the Yorshim like Rabbi Yehuda said? Tam Aloyim, it says in the Pasif, a Koyin HaMashiach tachta mi bonav yase oisa. So where do I see in this pasuk that it's Mishal Yoshim? Says Rashi, from the word mi bonav. Hakoyin Mashiach tachtav, that means the first Kohen Gadol passed away. We've appointed now a new Kohen Mashiach tachtav, or in our case, we haven't appointed him yet. But mi bonav yase oisa, the Yoshim, they have to go and pay for it in the meantime. Okay, so it should be just like the Kohen Gadol who passed away. We don't have to be machmir more than him, so maybe it should be chatzi yisar and chatzi yisar. That's the pasuk. Kohen Mashiach tachni bonav yas oisa. We're talking in the parasha of the Chavitim. What do I have to say? The oisat oisa tells you kula v'loy chatzia divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. So that's Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah that says both Mishal Yorshim, and he is like both Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda agree. Ushlei moisa kreva. I learn it from the word oisa. Reb Shimon oimer. Remember, Reb Shimon said that the tzibur pays for it, because the pasuk continues on. Chok oilam lashem kolil toktar. So it says chok oilam. What means oilam? Normally we think oilam means forever. No. Here oilam means sekip from the oilam. The oilam has to pay for it. Like we say in Yiddish, the oilam. So the chush of oilam has to pay for it. Not that we go around for a collection, but we take it from the Lishkas Agazis, where you had, until now, all the communal funds for all the kabbas. Okay. That's the chok oilam. And the pasuk continues on chok oilam, Hashem kolil toktar, shtei kula, and bahaktar. So Rashi says we learn two halachas from this. Number one, kula, just like Rabbi Yehuda learned the oisa, was kula v'lei chetzia. Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, I agree, also kula v'lei chetzia. Not from oisa. I learned from the word kolil. But also from toktar, I learned that it's baktara, as opposed to your normal, regular korban mincha, where the shiraim are eaten by the kohanim. Here they're not eaten, it's kula baktara. The whole thing goes on the mizbeach, just like every korban of every koyin, right? Kol minchas koyin kolutia. Just like a regular koyin that brings... I'm sorry? No, that's any mincha. Any koyin that brings any day of the year, he brings a koyin. Kol minchas koyin kolutia loy seochel. Yeah. Okay, Frank Timura. V'hai ha-koyin ha-mashiach l'hoch Yehudi osa. You're using... So now we're going to look at both Rabbi Yehuda's limud and Reb Shimon's limud. So we started off with that, according to Yehuda, how do we know the Yorshim? Hakoyin Mashiach tachta mibanav. Frey Timara, v'hai koyin Mashiach tachta mibanav l'hoch Yehudi asa. Hami boy, look at the sign, you have another braisa. Push down the braisa. Ze korben arnu vana v'sheyakrivu l'Hashem b'yoyim himoshach oisa. Now it says, Aaron uvanav. This is, of course, talking in the times of the Miluim. Now we are appointing Aaron uvanav to be the new Kohanim, Aaron to be the Kohen Gadol, and the bonav to be kahanim hedyoitim, they got to go and bring ashiyakriv l'Hashem biyoyim himoshach oisay on that first day of miluim on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. They got to go and bring this carbon. Ah, yochli hu aron uvanav makrivin carbon echad. Maybe they should go and bring a joint carbon that aron and uvanav. Not that they should each bring an individual chavitin carbon, but they should pool their funds together and they should have one chavitim, all three of them, or all five of them. Tamaloyim asher yakrivu l'Hashem. These words, asher yakrivu l'Hashem, are totally ibrik. Why the ibrik? Because how does the pasuk begin? Ze korban aron uvanav. Now skip asher yakrivu l'Hashem. B'yamish moshech oisai. This is the korban of aron uvanav on the day of the Mashiach, on the day of the inauguration, coronation. So what do you mean, asher yakrivu l'Hashem? The sacrifice that they're sacrificing. You don't need to repeat that twice. Oh, Sheikriv Hashem is Ibrik, Aram of the Atz, one of the Atz, one. Each one brings their own separate carbon. In other words, Aram brings his chavitin, and each one of the boys, that is the children, brings his own chavitin. And then the pasuk continues on. Bonov, Eilu Kahanim Edyoitois. This is coming to tell you that every Kohen Hedyot, once in his life, also Biyoim Himoshech Oisei, on the day of his coronation, inauguration to be a Kohen Hedyot, he has to go and bring his own carbon. Made the pshat here in the pasuk when it says bonav, right? Maybe the bonav has come to tell you that anyone that's memale the mokim of the kohen gadol in the future, and he becomes a kohen gadol, then he has to go and bring. How do you know even a kohen hedged? It says tachta mi bonav hari kohen gadol omor. We had the Kohen HaMashiach Tachtav, we already have. That's the Kohen HaMashiach Tachtav. Tachtav means a future successor Kohen Mashiach, who's Tachtav, who's now fulfilling or filling the place of the earlier, previous Kohen God. Hari Kohen God Lama. So Amani Mekayim Bonov, what do I need the Bonov for? It could have just said a Kohen Mashiach Tachtav. The Bonov comes and says, Hey, look, Yohana Mejoitoiz. Oh, so we stop over here for a moment, and that's the end of the Kasha of the Gemara on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is learning the din of Yorshim from the fact that it says, Mi Bonov. Then if the Kohen Gadol passed away, how do you know the Yorshim paid for it? Because it says, Kohen Shavuot, Mi Bonov. But I use the Bonov to go and tell you, Kahana Mejoitoiz. How do I know both limudim from the same single word, Bonov? Says Yimar, in Kain, Lichtiv Krov HaKoin HaMashiach Tachtov, Bonov Yase, my Mi Bonov, Shamas Mi No Atarti. Yimar says is, Bonov is one drasha, Mi Bonov is a second drasha. To go and tell you, one of the drashas comes to tell you the din of Kehanim Hejoitois, and the second drasha comes to tell you the din of the Yarshim. Shai. So we're done with Rabbi Yehuda, now we guide seats to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, hi, oisa, my ovidle. Remember that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the oisa we use to tell you kula v'loi chetzia. But Rabbi Shimon doesn't need that because he learned it from the word kolil, which is kula. So he bazoi, oisa, my ovidle. Mi boyele the kohen gadol shemeis, umino acher tachtov, shlo yovi chatzi isor mi beisoi, v'loi chatzi isorin shol rishoin. Oh, so that was the case that we had yesterday. In other words, our case in our Mishnah today is loy minu koyin acher tachtav. But what about if minu koyin acher tachtav? So we already said yesterday that the first koyin gadol only brought a chatzi isarin from his entire isarin because Nebuchadnezzar passed away, and therefore that chatzi isarin was left without being brought as the carbon. But now the new koyin gadol was appointed that very day. He should also bring his chatzi isarin, but you don't bring just a chatzi isarin. You've got to bring a ganzi isarin. And from that ganzi isarin, you makrev a chatzi isarin. How would I have known that? I know that from the oisa. The oisa comes to tell you, you, successor, kohen gadol, don't bring half measures, half esrainim. You got to bring an oisa. A ganzi isarin. Oh, so that's what I use the oisa for. Very good. Frey timora, but typically min umachtzisa. That we had yesterday, it says machzisa b'voika machzisa b'orev, and Rashi said they learned for the extra vav, the extra vav to go and tell you the din that you have to bring a ganza vav v'idorish. He doesn't darshan that vav, and therefore, without our drasha here of the oisa, I would have thought you'd only bring a chutzi, and therefore he goes and tell you, no, it's got to be a ganza. For Rabbi Yehuda, hi chok oilam my ovid light. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Yorshim pay for it. Rabbi Shimon says chok oilam that the oilam pays for it. The oilam meaning the tzibur from the Lishka funds. So, Frank the Yomara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, my chok oilam my ovid light. Yomara chukah li oilam tehei. In other words, the pashup shot that chok oilam that this should be forever and ever as long as there's a Beis Hamikdash, Mehiri Yibana Beis Hamikdash will always have this daily. Carbon chavitim. This is not just a one-time things in the times of the miluim. No, every day of the year. Okay. Then the pasuk continues on. Kolu toktor lomali. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the kolu toktor? Remember, the kolu toktor was used by Rabbi Shimon, the kolil, to go and tell you tkula. The whole thing has to be not just a chutzi. It's got to be just like Rabbi Yehuda darshaned oisa kula v'leichetzia. Rabbi Shimon also darshaned the word kolil. It's got to be kula v'leichetzia. So he was right now, according to Behuda, what does he do with the kol toktar? Lamali, v'boi v'elkin esanya, engli el yoina, minchas koyin godol, v'kolil toktar, v'tachtoina, minchas koyin hedjit, v'loi se ochel. What does this mean? Agamar, the Arter Oreshom is a little skimpy today, because we start off taka, zekarman aron vonav v'shekri v'lashem, mimyom yoshach hoisoi, and you gotta bring the asiris ha'eifa soilis mincha, tamid, machtzisa, machtzisa, and then the next verse he said that koin ha'mashiach tachta brings chok oilam l'ashem kol toktar, and, okay, period, those two psukim, but
that's
after that...
Beis and Aleph, right?
Sorry?
That's Beis and Aleph.
Correct. But if you continue on in the same parasha, the next pasuk says, v'chol minchas koyin kol tia loy soy ochel. Okay, so now we have two things which are important for purposes of everything is important, but relevant for this Gemara, and that is, it says here, by the chavitin kolil toktar, and the gabe, the koyin hedjit that brings a daily, at any time he brings a carbon mincha, v'chol minchas koyin kolil tiyah, don't say kolil toktar, kolil tiyah, lo yisi ochel, don't eat from it. Zok Yimara, so now we have kolil toktar, that's the pasuk el yoina, the earlier pasuk, which is umar minchas koyin gadol, and it says kolil toktar like we quoted in the pasuk before. And the Tachtoina, a pasuk or two later on, it talks about and it says called Tia Beloy Siyachem. Minayin Litin is Omer Shel Zeh Bezeh is Omer Shel Zeh Bezeh. Avada, both of them are telling us the same thing, that it has to be totally mukter on the Mizbeach. And the second Fosik adds the word loy siachel, that you're not allowed to eat from it, which means to add an additional lav. So how do I know, says the Gemara, minayin litin ha'omel bezeh, shawazeh, v'yas ha'omel shawazeh bezeh. Meaning, how do I know that just like by the Minchas Koyin Gadol, kolul toktor, that it's got to be kula nikteris on the Mizbeach, don't go into a kmitza, no shirayim, all on the Mizbeach. How do I know that by the regular Koyin Hedget? All this is by the Koyin Hedget is, Chol Minchas Koyin Kolu Tihiya Loi Siachel. Tihiya means the whole thing, Kolu Tihiya, but it doesn't tell us that it has to be Makter on the Mizbeach. The Gabi, the Elyoin, I mean by the Minchas Koyin Godol, I know Kolu Toktor, but I don't know that there's a lav that if you're over and if you eat from the Shirayim, you'll be over in the lav of Loi Siachel. As Minayin Litin, as Omer Shel Zeh, Bezeh, Shel Zeh, Bezeh, Tama Loime, Kolu Toktor, Kolu Tihiya, that you have to burn the whole thing. The Gabi, the Koyin Hedget, that brings a daily or any time that he brings a carbon minchas koyin. What's it in the kol toktor? The whole thing has to go in the maracha. So just like the Torah said, that there's a lav afkan by the chavitin. If the Koyin Gadol says, let me just taste it. Litan loy says al chilasi is over the sin of the loy seyachel.
There's no kmitza to be matter the shirayim law.
100%.
So we're saying is he's doing that without even. I mean, it's not even in the parsha of eating because there's no kmitza. Well, there's no matter.
He's
there's
hungry.
No
the whole, okay. The Koyin Gadol has been Koyin Gadol now for the last 20 years. You know, every single day I bring this, and each time it smells so good and delicious.
Okay.
And we do the elisha and the aricha and the afir. One time, let me just take out this crumb. No, matunish loy seyachel. You're not allowed to. Do you go and get malchus for that or not? That would be dependent on the shayla of whether a chutzishir is minatoyra or midraban. Even if you hold it minatoyra, it would only be an iser, but you wouldn't get malchus unless you ate a full shir kazayis. Okay. Anyway, now we have finished the Mishnah with Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, and now we're going to ask a stira. I'm sorry, Nachum. And over Me'ilah too. Very good. Very good. What's a shear from Ila?
Shavapruta.
It's not a shear kazayis or whatever. It's a shear of Shavapruta. It's got to be a valuable pruta. Very good. Shkoyach. And we continue on. V'savar Reb Shimon Mishal Tzibur the Oiraisa. In our Mishnah it says Reb Shimon Mishal Tzibur. And we said, how do I know? Because it says Chok Oilam Mishal Tzibur the Oiraisa. But tonight I have another Mishnah. Now where is this Mishnah? Mishnah Mesech the Shkol. State the Mishnah. What tonight on Reb Shimon Shivin Devarim Hiskinu Bezdin. The Bezdin made 7 takonis. Don't be nervous. We're not going to go through all 7 today. V'ze'echad Mehan. I'll tell you one of them. As we know, the Torah allows for a goy also to go and bring a carbon. And in fact, that's the whole story that we have in Gittin.
Kamsa
bar Kamsa, that the Kesef sent a carbon. The only problem is that they made a slit in either the eye or the lip or the ear or whatever, and therefore it was possible. But anyway, see, have that the oivikom shalach oilasei. Now, since he's bringing a carbon oil, every oil requires a minchas nesachim. So what happens now? He sent an oil memdina seyam, doesn't have to be nesayam, but from wherever. And shalachim yinasachim, if he had enough insight that he knew that besides bringing the carbon oil, he ought to have to go and bring the sachim. No, krev mishalai, it's good, send, you bring it. Vim lav, what happens? Sorry? Not Yayin Nesach. We're talking about singing
no,
Minchas
Nesach. The kosher, right.
So he brought.
He had a kosher symbol on it.
It was a barrel of wine. On top of it, it had the Kedem insignia, and it had Hashkocha from the Rabbanut
Tabishit,
from the Bedin. And it was double seal. And the Bedatz, and the OU, and the same Maruf.
He had a ticket.
They had a wine store there.
They had everything else, you bought a ticket,
and then he went with your.
Right. Anyway, see, he brought it. It was given Kusha, Vyusha, Mahadrim, and a Mahadrim, and no problem.
An Erlich Goy.
So Shalach Iman Nesachim, then Krev Mishloach, and that's fine. He, Baruch Hashem, he supplied everything that was necessary, both the Bahaima and the Minchas Lachem, is Gevalik. V'imlav, what happens if he didn't know or if he got and he didn't send a Minchas Lachem? Great Mishol Tzibur, because it's not just a din in the balam of the carbon that they have to have the Minchas Lachem.
It's in the carbon.
It's a carbon itself. It's not only the gavra, it's also the chavtza. You bring an oily, you have to have Minchas Lachem. If he didn't bring, the Tzibur brings this. And v'chein, the same halach would apply by a ger shemes. And he passed away without any yorshim. Nebuchadnezzar passed away. V'nihich zvachim, and he left those zvachim that he had committed to go and bring for a carbon. Right. Since we're talking about an oila, you can bring it. It's not a chata shemesu baleh, it's an oila. So you bring it. Yeshlam nesachim, if among his nechasim, there are also nesachim, in other words, there's enough money to supply for the minchas nesachim, okay, so then the bezdin is going to say, make sure you bring all of these zvachim and add the minchas nesachim from his funds. V'imlav, what happens if unfortunately he only left of Zvachim, there's nothing else left for Minchas Sarim Krei Mishal Tzibur? Same Allah. This, of course, has nothing to do with us. But now we continue on. Utanai Bezinu, and I'll tell you another of the Shiva Dvarim Sheskinu Bezin. And that is Koyin Godul Shemais. Uyuyoy. V'loy mina Koyin Ka'achar Tachtov. That's our Mishnah. Shetehei Minchasai Krei Mishal Tzibur. Who's going to go and pay for the Chavitin? The Tzibur's going to pay for it. This is Reb Shimon speaking. Reb Shimon is saying that the Tzibur is paying because of a Tanai Bezdin. Didn't Reb Shimon say at the top, it says, Chok Oilam, Mishal Oilam, Vos Tutsukta, is a stira Reb Shimon on Reb Shimon.
Hold on, Reb Shimon says Mishal Tzibur.
Yeah.
And here's saying Mishal Tzibur. Forgive me, I understand the contradiction.
Okay, the contradiction is what's the Makar?
Oh,
what's
okay,
the
basis? Okay.
So let me ask you, what's the basis of Reb Shimon? Why does the Tzibur pay for it?
Is it Tanai Bezdin or is it Midaraisa?
What would be the Midaraisa? Because it says in the Pasuk, Chokayim. And if it's only Bezdin.
No. It's Tanai Bezdin.
It's Midrabanan. Is the Chastira? Is it Midaraisa? Is it Midrabanan? Everything in my Omer of Vo, Shnei Takonis Hava. There were two Takonis. That what? Midaraisa and Midatzibur. Avada, we started off Chokayim. The Tzibur has to bring it. Kim de Chozu de Kamindchaka Lishka. The problem was, if you appointed a Kohen Gadol the next day or in a week later in Shkfela, what happens if it took 6 months? And every single day we got to go and bring the Chavit and Nara Chavutzi Yisorin.
Budget deficits.
Two Yisorinim and Nesra Yisorin in the morning and in the afternoon. Oh, slowly but surely it adds up. Pruta, pruta, mitzterefes. And now the Lishka is desperate. I need more funds. Takino to Legvi Miyarshim. So then they changed the rules and they said, you know what? Midrabanan, Tzibur doesn't pay for it. The Yarshim have to go and pay for it. However, that worked for a short period of time. Kim de Chazit de Kapashiba, the Yorshim said, we're going to pay for this. You know, if they appoint one of us to be the new Kohen Gadol Mamela. Right. But they haven't done that yet. In the meantime, they're thinking about a candidate. Why should we have to go and pay for it? To Pashiba, they didn't bring the Isarin every day. What they did with him, I don't know, maybe if they put him in jail, maybe they put him in a knas. Abla Maisa do a Pesheya, then Ukmua Diraisa, and then they restore the original Diraisa. So if somebody asks you in the street, what's the basis of the Oilam having to supply in the time of, if the Kohen Gadol passed away, the Oilam has to go and pay from the Lishka the funds to fund the Chavit in every day? So you'll tell them that according to Reb Shimon, it's both Diraisa and Rabbanan. Initially it was the Araisa Gozeschak, Oila. They changed it mid-course because it wasn't enough money. We put on the Yarshim, and the Yarshim would appreciate. And then we reinstated the original Araisa that we go and take it, Chak Oila, from the Lishka fund. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Isai. Continue.